sorry, line of questioning has to be over. I've been very, very liberal and given a lot of latitude. This hearing is about the small business lending program. However, this is all important, and I thank Senator Rubio. But as a supporter of raising the surcharge, I want to get one thing straight for the record. I don't, and the members of the Senate that are supporting raising taxes on families or individuals making over $1 million is not the same, Senator, as raising taxes on millionaires. Millionaires are people that have $1 million worth of assets. Many people have $1 million worth of assets. Their income is only $100,000 or $200,000 or $50,000. It's not millionaires. It's individuals and families that have income of over $1 million. So I just want to get that straight for the record. And I think it's important not to confuse the two, because many, many Americans are millionaires. Many. And many of them have made their own millions. Contrary to belief, they haven't inherited it. As you and I know, we represent a lot of people who, through hard work, have assets over $1 million. But the proposal, one of the proposals, is to raise taxes on income over $1 million. And the marginal rate at 45%, you could argue that, but it's a portion over the first million. So the first million, they pay a certain rate. Over $1 million, they would pay a second rate. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I just want to be clear. The millionaire's tax is not my terminology. It's what I've heard the president say, millionaires and billionaires. I didn't make up
that slogan. Well, the president has a different view. Maybe right. You have a different view. But for those of us supporting the tax, the one I'm speaking about, it's not a tax on millionaires.
No, I understand.
It's actually a tax on income over $1 million.